Welcome back. In this lesson, we're taking a tiny Amen-style ghost note and flipping it into a deep jungle atmosphere layer inside Ableton Live 12. This is one of those deceptively simple tricks that can make a drum and bass track feel instantly older, darker, and way more live. The big idea here is that we are not using the full break as a full break. We are hunting for one tiny detail inside it. A ghost snare, a rim tick, a brush tail, a little off-grid noise hit. Something small, characterful and slightly messy. That's the gold, because when you isolate that detail and process it the right way, it stops beating just a drum hit and starts becoming atmosphere, motion, and texture. So first, load an Amen break or any classic break with a clear ghost note into an audio track. Open the clip view, make sure warp is on, and zoom in tight. You're listening for a sound that has a short transient, a bit of tail and enough personality to survive processing. If it's barely audible, that's actually okay. Sometimes the best jungle textures come from the quiet stuff hiding in the cracks. Once you find the ghost note, isolate it. You can consolidate the selection with Command or Control J, or drag that slice straight into Simpler. For this lesson, Simpler is the fastest and most flexible way to shape the sound. Load the sample in and set it to one-shot mode with trigger behavior. Keep warp on. At this stage, you're not trying to make it polished. You're trying to make it playable. Now try a little transposition. Dropping it down an octave or two can make it darker and heavier. Pushing it up can make it eerie and brittle in a really useful way. There's no single right answer here. Just listen for what gives you that deep jungle pressure. If you want a clean rhythmic tick, keep the amplitude envelope tight with a fast attack, short decay, no sustain, and a fairly quick release. If you want something more atmospheric, let the decay breathe a little longer and rely on effects to turn it into space. Now for the fun part, flip it, reverse the sample and play it back. Suddenly that tiny ghost note becomes a sucking, haunted swell instead of a regular percussion hit. That reversed motion is super useful before a snare, before a bass change, or right at the end of a phrase. You can also move the sample start forward a little, so you remove some of the initial transient and expose more of the dusty tail. That often gives you a softer, stranger sound that sits beautifully under the main drums. Next, build a rhythm around it. This is where the jungle feel really starts to appear. Don't just quantize everything perfectly and call it done. Place the notes in a way that feels broken, alive, and slightly unpredictable. Try ghost hits on the offbeats, a late pickup, a small answer on the A of a beat, or a reversed swell leading into the next bar. Use short MIDI notes and vary the velocity from low to medium. A little timing variation goes a long way here. The microshift, the tiny imperfections, that's the energy. And as you do this, check it in context early. Don't solo it forever. Solo can lie to you. A ghost note that sounds too weak by itself might be exactly right once the kick, snare, and sub are all moving. In a dense arrangement, this texture is supposed to support the groove, not steal the spotlight. Now we clean it up with EQ8. Start with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, depending on how much low mid rumble the sample has. You want to keep it out of the sub's way. If it's a little harsh, dip somewhere in the 2.5 to 5kHz range. If it's too papery or bright, roll off some top end gently. The goal is not to make it sterile. The goal is to make it sit nicely under the drums and bass, while keeping that dusty break character intact. After EQ, add some saturation. Saturator is great here, because it can bring out the grime without destroying the source. A few dB of drive is often enough. Turn soft clip on if needed, and match the output so you're judging tone rather than loudness. If you want more attitude, drum bus is another great choice. A little drive and a little crunch can make the ghost note feel like it came from a worn-out tape loop or an old sampler with character. Now we make it murky with filtering. Auto filter is perfect for this. Try a low pass or band pass filter and move the cutoff around until the texture feels alive. If you automate the cutoff across a bar or across sections, the ghost note can breathe with the arrangement. Open it a little before a phrase, then close it down again after the hit. That gives you movement without needing a big fill. For darker jungle energy, a band pass with a narrow focus can sound eerie and haunted in a really nice way. Then add space, but be careful. You want atmosphere, not a washed out blur. Reverb with a moderate decay and a low wet amount works well. High pass the reverb so it doesn't muddy the low end. Echo can also be amazing if you want a rolling trail behind the note. Keep the feedback controlled. Darken the repeats, and use ducking if the delays start getting in the way of the groove. At the end of the chain, think about width. A little width can make the sound feel like it's sitting deeper in the room, but too much width can mess with the center of your mix. Utility is a simple way to manage that. Keep it modest. If there's any low content left at all, make sure the bottom stays under control. If you want to get fancy, you can duplicate the chain and make one version slightly darker and more reverbed. Then blend it with a drier, tighter version. That contrast gives you depth without losing definition. The real secret here is variation. Don't let this become a static loop. Make it an arrangement tool. Use it in the intro as a hint of the break culture before the full drums land. Bring it in during transitions. Tuck it under bass-only sections to keep things moving. Use a reversed version as a pre-drop swell. Automate the filter, reverb, pitch, and even the sample start point if you want the texture to evolve over time. One thing I really want you to remember: treat the ghost note like a source, not the final sound. Resample it, bounce it, re-edit it, then process the new audio again. That's where a lot of the organic jungle magic comes from. Every time you resample, you lock in some character, and that lets you make the sound feel more like part of an actual broken-up performance instead of a clean digital loop. A great practice move is to build a 4-bar atmosphere loop from one ghost note. Slice it out, reverse it, write a small MIDI pattern with 6 to 10 notes, vary the velocities, automate the filter, and then resample the result. After that, chop the resample into a few new fragments and rearrange them into an intro or transition. If you can make one tiny sample feel like it's evolving across 4 bars, you're doing jungle sound design the right way. And if you want to push it further, try making 3 versions, one clean and subtle, one darker and more saturated, and one reversed and washed in reverb. Compare them in context with your drums and bass. The version that disappears a little into the track is often the one that works best. That's the vibe. This kind of texture should feel like it's helping the track breathe, not acting like a lead instrument. So here's the takeaway: an Amen-style ghost note is way more than a tiny leftover drum sound. With the right slicing, flipping, filtering, saturation, and arrangement, it becomes a deep jungle atmosphere layer that adds motion, grit, and old-school pressure. Small detail, huge energy. That's the jungle mindset. Give it a go in Ableton Live 12, and listen closely to how much weight a single ghost note can carry when you treat it like a secret weapon.